Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. I wanted to talk to you today about keeping the connection alive, in your relationship between you and your partner, you and your wife, whoever it is. And so this came from a conversation that I was having with a guy earlier today where, you know, he was talking about his relationship and how it's going up and down, and it got better a few weeks ago and they were feeling more connected and, you know, having sex and everything was good, and then we've gone back to how it was before, and, you know, now we're disconnected and she's grumpy and she's not happy and she's upset and she's criticizing him and complaining about stuff, and then he's just saying, I am just so tired of this, you know, it's exhausting. Just, I'm trying really hard and I'm just not seeming to get anywhere. We seem to go through these periods of being really connected and everything being good for a little bit, and then we go back into this disconnection. And I'm just, can we not just make some progress, you know? Can we not just move forward? And so one of the things that we ended up talking about was that he didn't necessarily understand or know that when she criticizes, when she's having a down time, when she's struggling with something, that his ability to be connected to her, where he's feeling like this disconnection, I'm so frustrated with it, you know, we were connected yesterday, how can this keep happening? His ability to keep that connection is way greater than he really understands. And so we started talking about, you know, his son. So how does he manage to be with his son where maybe his son gets upset and he throws stuff at him or gets frustrated and is, you know, really crying or really upset and just pushing away, right? In those moments, does his connection to his son change at all? You know, does he stop having that unconditional love and care for his son in those moments? And he said, no, of course not. You know, that's always there. It's ever present. It doesn't change. Even when I can feel frustrated, that never changes. And so just using that example and saying, you have the ability to have that consistent connection and openness and available connection for your partner at all times also. You have the ability to create connection and offer connection and build an intimate connection between the two of you all the time, all the time. The problem is that, one, most of us don't really realize that. Two, we don't necessarily have anybody explain it in that way, you know, that you are able to do this. You know, you do this with your children, you do this with friends when you have a difficult conversation or an argument, you do this with family members. You're able to keep this connection consistent, like the love, the unconditional love never changes. And the other person feels that, especially in a romantic relationship, especially in an intimate relationship. When you let that connection drop, when you shut down, when you turn away, when you start going into that critical analysis, you know, that frustration, that bitterness, that resentfulness, when you go into those places and in your head you're going, why is this always so hard? You know, why can't she just, I mean, we've talked about this before, why can't she just, anything that you're thinking that starts with why can't she just, you are severing the connection right there, right? Every time you think that, you are severing the connection right there. And so on the other side of that, she feels the severed connection. She feels that and it hurts. Like right now, when you're disconnected, you feel that hurt, you feel that pain, you feel that knot in your gut and that anxiety. Right? Well, she feels that. Every time you go into that, why can't she just, and cut the connection, she feels the pain of there being no connection there. She wants the connection there. You know, the connection feels amazing, it feels great. And so every time we do that, every time we go into that blame or judgment or criticism, we're cutting it. We're cutting it ourselves. And then we're getting upset that it's not there. Then we're getting frustrated that it feels awkward. Then we're getting, you know, unhappy in the relationship and trying to work out what the right thing to do is and feeling exhausted and wanting to just give up. But you have a lot more power in this than you think you do. And so, excuse me, I like to talk about this as you're the keeper of the connection. I think we've mentioned before in one of our videos that You're the keeper of the spark. Well, it's a similar thing. You're the keeper of the connection. You're the leader of the relationship. And the reason that most of us are not using that is because of insecurity, essentially. You know, we let other stuff get in the way of our ability to be able to do that. We let her behavior, or we want her to lead the connection. We want her to be a certain way before we're willing to open up and you know, and create that connection or be connected. But you have the ability to do it. What I like to talk around this is, I mean, it's self-confidence, right? Self-confidence that you can do this and you can open that connection. And even if she's rejecting, even if she's disconnected from you, even if she doesn't come towards you when you do offer some kind of connection, right? You can still do that and not get hurt by it, not get upset by it. You can do it because it's part of who you are. You can do it because it's part of how you live your life. You offer connection to anybody and everybody whenever you want to, right? And that's completely under your control. And you do it for people that you care about, and you do it for people that are important to you. And you recognize that actually it's a really important and powerful tool that you have to be able to use in any kind of situation. In a work environment, it's amazing to be able to offer an open connection, a deeper connection with somebody. It doesn't have to be something that's sexual, right? It can just be something that is slightly different and slightly deeper than other people are able to do, right? And so part of this, when we talk about self-confidence, is being able to self-approve. So rather than needing somebody else to be a certain way towards you, or to be happy with you, or to be happy in the relationship, you're able to be happy in yourself. You're able to be comfortable and confident in who you are and how you're being. And then you're able from that place to consistently offer connection, to consistently offer an open dialogue, you know, to consistently be available, to consistently be engaged, to consistently invite other people into fun, into relaxation, into connection. And so self-approval, self-confidence, those things are tools that you have available to you, but they're not necessarily something that is, you know, there, you can just switch on like a tap. It's not something that is really instant. It's not something that's really easy for you to be able to do. And so this is part of what we do with guys, and we take them through this process, quite an intense process, to get you from feeling like other people are able to take things away from you and that you're then stuck, to being able to say, actually, I'm the person that has all this stuff to offer, and actually other people really enjoy having this or receiving this stuff from me and really enjoy being connected to me. And so once you get into that place of, I'm no longer being affected by other people's emotions and other people's approval or disapproval of me, I'm actually able to do that to myself, to be happy in myself, no matter what's going on around me. Even if it feels like there's uncertainty about my future, I can still feel good in myself right now, good enough to be able to open up and offer connection, offer intimacy, offer, you know, some kind of relaxation or fun or laughter or whatever it is. It's incredibly empowering to be able to do this, and it's also incredibly enticing and intriguing and curious for other people to see that you're able to do this, because most people can't do it. You know, most people can't do it. And so, yes, it's a process. It's not something you can switch on straight away. But once you understand it, once you get it, once you really are able to practice this, you can do it at any point. At any point, in any time, even when you're in the middle of a big blow up, even when you're in the middle of a difficult conversation, you know, even when you're talking. I had one guy where his wife was saying, I want a divorce, I'm not happy, this isn't working out. And he just stood there in the conversation and clearly stood for what he wanted and clearly said where he wanted to take the relationship and clearly owned anything that was his part in where they'd got to, but also was very clear that this is where I'm going, this is what I want. And I have all this good stuff to offer you. I have this ability to lead you somewhere deeper, lead you somewhere more fun, more connected. And the next day, she was a completely different woman. You know, she was more relaxed, she was more connected, she wanted to arrange time for them to go on holiday and have weekends away. And, you know, this was a woman who wanted to divorce the day before. And because of how he was able to stand in that difficult conversation, completely changed her understanding of how in control of his emotions he was, how he was able to deal with her changing emotions, you know, and she could relax into that, and she could trust that, and she could understand that the connection, right, the connection that she's felt disappear or get cut off many times when she's been having a difficult time and we've taken it personally and decided to shut down or pull away or whatever because it's too painful to be part of that. She felt that connection was consistent. And that can change everything. Okay, guys, that's all I had for you today. I'd love to see you at one of our events. We've got a UK retreat coming up in April. We've got some more stuff in Colorado later on in the year, and then Melbourne in November. So get in touch or come to the website, Good Guys to Great Men, to find out more about that. If you want to find out how you can self-approve, you know, how you can be more self-confident, how you can stand in an emotional storm, in a difficult conversation, and, you know, and love it and enjoy it. If you want to understand how to do that, and it's a very attractive ability, not many people can do it. If you want to understand how to do that, we would love to help you get there. It is a lot of fun.